CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Yep, behold, everything unpacked, the suitcases. We're not leaving Venice today.
Oh, no. Of course, Aunt Effie and I just got everything packed.
Well, I'm sorry, but after all, I am in Europe on business.
What's the matter?
Unpack your suitcase. We're not leaving today after all.
Oh, honestly.
Well, I am just very sorry to inconvenience you both, so,
honestly,
but...
you did this stuff in Paris, too.
Look, I'm in Europe on business. I've still got some unfinished business here in Venice.
Of course. Well, it's all right, dear. Business comes first.
Thank you.
Stop it now. It is a nuisance packing and unpacking.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm sorry, but this just came up.
As a matter of fact, another day in Venice will give you a chance to see the things you didn't see, Aunt Effie. Yes. The Doge's Palace.
Yes. I must say, I was sorry I was going to miss sightseeing in Venice. But I just didn't feel up to it yesterday and the day before.
I know. Well, now you can. You can do that this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take Betsy for another ride in a gondola. She can't seem to get enough of that.
Well, I'll wind up my business deal this noon. I'm having lunch with this guy. And then we will definitely leave Venice by bus tomorrow morning early. And I think stop in Ravenna for lunch and get to Firenze by dinner time.
Well, he means Florence.
Oh.
Now, look, why not call things by the correct names? In Italian, it's Firenze. You don't even make any attempt to learn the language.
Well, dear, they all speak English at the hotel here, and they speak it so well, I feel silly. I said grazie to the waiter this morning. He said, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know. Well, I gotta go. I gotta meet this guy for lunch. Look, I'll see you all later.
All right, dear.
Well, come on. Let's unpack.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
Touché, make your hands feel so wonderfully young. I do you know every day. Touché.
Now's the time for a beauty shake-up. What about your skin, especially your hands? Are they sun-scorched, dry? Restore their beauty with new formula Touché. Make them smooth, younger-looking again. New Touché, the only leading popular-priced hand lotion with wonder-working silicones, forms a light protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Touché moisturizes instantly, helps nature heal hurt rough hands. Get Touché today.
Touché.
Well, hello.
Hi.
I didn't expect you back to the hotel so soon. Did you wind up your business deal already?
Yeah, I didn't expect to find you here. But you were taking Betsy for a ride in a gondola after lunch.
Well, you won't believe this, but she didn't want to go. She said she'd rather go with Aunt Effie. Oh, I tell you, children really surprise you sometimes. Now, Betsy took this tour through St. Mark's Basilica Monday, and then yesterday this long tour through the Doge's Palace, and honestly, I didn't think she was really getting anything out of it at all, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, let's face it. How much does a child of 8 really appreciate, you know, mosaics and paintings and statues? And yet today Betsy said in a serious way to me, you know, Mommy, I think I better go along with Aunt Effie so I can point out the important things.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I wouldn't want Aunt Effie to miss that beautiful mosaic on the facade of the basilica. I laughed. I was thinking, she said that I don't think she even really knows what a mosaic is or a facade either, for that matter.
Yeah.
She's tickled the life out of me. So I said, well, you two run along, and I decided to come back and write a letter to Mother, and I also thought, what's the matter?
Nothing, Ma. Sorry, can't a guy lie down and rest a little without being put through the third degree?
Third degree? All I said was, what's the matter?
Okay, and I said nothing.
Since your business deal turned out the way you planned?
Oh, yes, yes, it's fine, it's fine. Look, we'll leave for Florence in the morning.
Firenze. That's what you do to me. Honey, what's wrong?
Why should something be wrong? Look, why are you staring at me?
You've got a toothache. Oh, how long have you had it?
Oh, but look.
Don't you plan to do anything about it? Are we going to do just suffer in silence? They have dentists in Italy, you know. Dear?
I love the way you decide that I have a toothache.
Oh, honey, I know you so well. This is exactly the way you act at home. We always have to go through the business of pretending you don't have a toothache. You're cross as a bear over nothing, and you keep surreptitiously rubbing your cheek, and I can see that you keep feeling some tooth with your tongue, as though it couldn't possibly be true that it ate. Now, aren't you glad you have someone who loves you and will take care of you in your hour of need?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. Boy, I don't know why you love me at all when I act like that.
Which toothache?
Well, but you're fine.
Yes, open my...
Huh?
Lost the filling?
No.
Oh, a second molar.
Huh?
That second molar that Joe said had a very old filling that should have been replaced before you left home or you might have trouble. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess there's no time to remind you of that.
I don't remember Joe saying any such thing.
Well, he did. He even told me, and I did remind you, and you said, yes, 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 you'd have it all.
Oh,
there.
I...
All right. All right. Let's forget it. I just see what we can do.
Do nothing. I said I'm not going to have any Italian dentist.
Well, why? Well, what do you got against Italian dentists?
Nothing. I just like my own, that's all. Joe knows my teeth.
Well, your own is 3,000 miles away, and I'm sure any other dentist, Italian or French or Eskimo, would be delighted to get acquainted with your teeth.
Look, if you...
All we have to do is let him know that we can pay the bill.
Could you just manage to get me an ice bag? I'm sure that if I hold it to my face for a while, this toothache will go away. And if it doesn't, all right, yes, I will go to a dentist.
All right, I'll call the maid and get an ice bag. Is the ice bag helping?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I wish you'd stop asking me.
I'm sorry.
Just write your letters. I'm okay. One reason I'm not anxious to go to an Italian dentist, supposing he doesn't speak English.
Oh, honey, is that what's bothering you? Oh, for heaven's sake. In our Italian-English booklet, there's a whole section on what to do if you have to go to the dentist. Just a minute, and I'll look it up and we'll see what it says.
Oh, look, what's one or two phrases? When you go to the dentist, you like to tell him everything about your teeth, so...
I know, but actually, I don't think you need worry. I think it's been amazing the way most people do speak English here.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. With my luck, the dentist I get won't know one word of English.
Here we are. Let's see. I'm the dentist. Let's see. I'll read them to you. Where is a dentist? Dove un dentista?
Well, we don't need that one. I guess the hotel can find one.
This tooth hurts. Questo dente mi fa male. You might need that one. Shall I write down the ones you might need?
Yeah, all right.
I'll check them and make a list later. Do not extract it.
Oh.
Non la straga. That's good. Well, you better learn, honey. Non le straga. Say it now.
Listen, he better not pull out any of my teeth, I'll tell you that. Or he'll be missing a couple of his.
Say it. Non le straga.
Oh, non le straga.
You better say it with more feeling. It has an exclamation point here.
Oh, go on.
What's the next one here? The filling has fallen out.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't apply to you because your filling hasn't fallen out. Here. Please use Novocaine.
Oh, just put that book away, will you?
Look, in an emergency, such as at 3:00 in the morning, if he didn't speak English, wouldn't it be good to know these things? And you always want Novocaine, you know that. Now listen. Per piacere, usi Novocaine. Oh, that's hurting, isn't it? Novocaine, my Italian is beautiful, it really is.
Well, I can think of more beautiful words than Novocaine, like
this. This is interesting. Listen to it. The word for ouch and stop. Ouch is ay, and stop is basta.
Well, just basta, all that stuff. Well, yeah, I don't want to hear any more. I'll say ouch and stop in English, and he'll know darn well what I mean. Anyhow, I'm not going to need a dentist. My tooth feels better already, as a matter of fact. It does.
Yes, but it's 4 in the afternoon now. Why do you want to wait until the middle of the night to get everyone in an uproar?
I am not going to need a dentist. Thank you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. To millions of Americans, Catherine Lee Bates' America the Beautiful is our country's second national anthem. The simplicity of its melody and the splendor of its words create in our minds a picture of America that is right and true. America is a beautiful land, not only in spirit and tradition, but in the physical majesty of its plains, its mountains, its alabaster cities. To blot that picture with trash and refuse is an ugly insult to magnificent achievements wrought here by man and nature. Yet, we do blot it all the time out of carelessness, indifference, and sometimes sheer laziness. Littering is a bad habit and an unnecessary one. We've been given a beautiful country. We have an obligation to keep it that way. Do your part to keep America beautiful.
Give me some more aspirin.
Oh, I don't think you should take any more. Even with aspirin, there must be some limit.
Just give it here, please.
How is he? Did the hotel get a dentist? Effie, do go on back to bed. There's no sense in all of us losing sleep. No, they haven't found one. Seems there's a big dental convention in Rome right now, and as far as the desk can figure out, all the dentists from Venice seem... That rhymes. Dentists from Venice. Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but it seems they're all attending the convention.
This is perfectly ridiculous. You can't tell me in a city of 200,000 population that all the dentists left at once for a dental convention.
All the ones the desk clerk has tried to get have gone. Even the regular one, they do call for hotel guests.
But doesn't the hotel have a substitute who's regularly on call?
Yes, they do, but he's at a wedding somewhere and they can't reach him. Anyhow, I told them to forget him. I figured if he's at a big wedding party and it's now 3 a.m., he's probably in no shape to be holding a dental drill in his hand anyhow.
Oh, God.
Our only hope at the moment lies in an uncle of the night desk clerk. My uncle's a dentist, but he's an older man, doesn't speak English.
Didn't I tell you with my luck? That's what I'd get, didn't I tell you?
You'd be lucky to get anyone.
The desk clerk isn't even sure his uncle's in town. He may have gone to Milan, though, to see his daughter. But in case he is available, the hotel is getting a gondola ready. A hotel motorboat is out somewhere with a party of people.
Gondola? You mean I'll be riding to the dentist in a gondola?
Well, dear, this is Venice.
Boy, that really is the cream of the jet.
I'll get it. Excuse me, dear. I'm going to get past. Hello?
Riding to the dentist in a gondola. I mean, it's so gossip, sir. Can't imagine.
Clerk can't locate his uncle. He says if you can possibly wait until tomorrow morning, he knows a wonderful dentist who speaks English perfectly. Think you can wait?
Well, yes, I'll have to.
And you will go. Now, even if your toothache feels better.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. Hello.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.